我没有跟我们带师的弟兄提过我今天要讲什么。
I did not mention to our brother who led the song about what I'm going to speak about today.
不过今天的确要试着提到十字架的道路。
But today I'm trying to speak about the way of the cross.
这其实是三个礼拜前当我们从西安却回来的时候心中的一点感觉。
This was what I sensed within me 3 weeks ago after returning from WCCC.
但是我觉得每次来到主的十字架底下
I feel every time when we come beneath the cross of Jesus
我总是感觉我们是何等的微小
that we are so little
我们觉得就当我越思想的时候
the more I think about it
我觉得十字架主成就的事情是何等的大
what the Lord accomplished on the cross is so great
他这个冲破了阴间的权势
that he has came up fromThe power of hell.
他满足了神公义的要求。
That he has fulfilled the God's righteousness.
然后他把神的那个慈爱毫无保留的流露出来。
That he has given God's compassion.
对，所以他在那个十字架上呢，解决了我们许多罪。我们许多的捆绑，解决我们与世界的这些种种的关系。
He did not withhold God's love, and he has already done with all the things of this world, the sin and all the power of this world.
所以我只能够今天照着我的所感觉的呢，与弟兄姊妹交通一点点。
So I can only share what is in my heart.
我今天的负担有两个小点。
My burden has 2 points.
第一个是十字架。是必须也是唯一的道路。
That the cross is necessary and it's the only way.
是我们跟随主的走的正路。
It's the right way to follow the Lord.
那另外一个点就是十字架要把我们带进生命的丰盛与荣耀的里面。
That the cross is leading us into that abundance and glorious life.
我们翻一下那个《使徒行传》九章第二节。
Acts 9:2。
使徒行传九章第一跟第二节
Acts chapter 9 verses 1 and 2
扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话去见大祭司求文书给大马色的各会堂若是找着信奉这道的人无论男女都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷
And Saul yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord went unto the high priest and desired of him letters to Damascus to the synagogues that if he found any of this way whether they were men or women he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem
当那个扫罗成为保罗之前
before Saul was Paul
他是逼迫基督徒的
he persecuted Christians
他逼迫基督徒的时候这些基督徒有一个名称
When he was persecuting these Christians, they have a name.
就是信奉这道的人。
That they were people of the way.
对，就是走这条路的人。
That they were people, they walk, the people walking this way.
Yeah, 就是 people of the way, 就信奉这道就是 people of the way.
They are people of the way.
也就是这批人是走一条道路的人。
That these people are walking on this way.
我们再看希伯来书十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章一跟二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
希伯来书十二章一跟二节我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们就当放下各样的重担脱去容易缠累我们的罪存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣他因那摆在前面的喜乐就轻看羞辱忍受了十字架的苦难便坐在神宝座的右边
Wherefore seeing we also are compass about with so great a cloud of witnesses let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us and let us run with patience the race that is set before us looking unto Jesus the author and finisher of all faith who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross despising the shame and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God
所以弟兄姊妹这边作者呢鼓励我们呢要奔摆在我们前头的路程
So brothers and sistersThe author here encourages us to run this race that has been set before us.
然后接下来呢，他说仰望主的时候。
when he said to look unto Jesus,
他就特别提到主呢，他是忍受羞辱，就轻看羞辱，忍受十字架的苦难。
He specifically said that the Lord Jesus had endured the cross and despising the shame.
所以当我们看着主的时候呢，我们是跟他走同一条路。
That when we look unto Jesus, we are walking on the same way as him.
然后再看一处是路加福音。
Luke.
第九章二十三、二十四节。
Chapter Luke chapter 9 verses 23-24.
路加福音第九章二十三跟二十四节。
9:23-24.
耶稣又对众人说：“若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，天天背起他的十字架来跟从我。因为凡要救自己生命的，必丧掉生命；凡为我丧掉生命的，必救了生命。”
And he said to them all, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever will lose his life for my sake, the same shall save it.
所以弟兄姊妹，主说得很清楚。
So brothers and sisters, the Lord is very clear.
如果有人要跟随主，
if someone were to follow the Lord,
他必须要舍己。
He has to deny himself.
天天背起他的十字架。
To take up his cross daily.
所以天天背起他的十字架就是舍己的道路。
To take up the cross daily, it's the life of denying self.
所以弟兄姊妹，基督徒是一批走道路的人。
Brothers and sisters, Christians are ones who walk the way.
每次当我们讲到道路的时候
，Whenever we speak about the way,
我就想一下用这个方法来表达哈。
I try to use this way to express.
道路包含了可能两个方面，一个叫做方法，一个叫做方向。
And the way has maybe two different aspects. One is the method.One is the direction.
那个方法就是说，比如说，有些路哈只能够火车走。
Method is like some roads, you know, only the trains can go.
那有些路只有那个脚才能够走得通的。
And some only you can only walk on it.
你必须要用一个方法呢，这个路你才能够走得过去。
You have to use a method in order for you to walk on this road.
有时候我们说有人那个现在骗子很多嘛。
Now there are a lot of
骗子是什么？这没关系，这个反正那些诡诈骗人的那个，我们说他是走那个邪的路，邪恶的路。
Just like a lot of con men, they're walking those evil way.
然后有时候我们有些年轻人跑到那个黑社会里面去打混。
And some young people will go into those gangsters.
啊，我们说他们走那个歪掉的路。
They're walking crooked way.
然后这个是我们走路的一个方式。
So this is the way we are walking.
然后走路还有一个方向。
When you're walking, there's a direction.
因为那个方向呢是带我们达到某一个目标的。
Because the direction will bring us to our goal.
所以刚刚讲了那个什么邪路歪路啊，最后那个方向呢，就把它走到那个法律的制裁里面。
And the evil way, the crooked way, it'll bring you to the justice.
但如果那个方向不对哈，你根本就走不到目标。
But if you do not have the direction, if it's not right, then you cannot reach your goal.
所以弟兄如果要去洛杉矶
，If our brother is to go to LA,
结果你往那个94、90号公路一直往东拼命的跑。
If you're going on I-94 and you go east,
最后去哪里？纽约吗？还是
？Where would you end up?
反正最后他就一直跑，但跑得很快，但永远到不了洛杉矶。
You keep going that way very fast, you can't get to LA.
所以我们走一条道路呢，你必须要方向要对。
So when you're walking on a way, you have to have a right direction.
如果方向错的话，方法错的话，你可能也走不下去。
If your method is wrong, maybe you can't get there too.
所以我们的方法是背十字架。
Our method is bearing the cross.
我们的方向呢是走到神永远的旨意。
Our direction is walking towards the eternal purpose of God.
我这个很难想到这个例子，我只记得我当兵的时候。
I can only remember when I was in the military.
当兵要受训。
You have to be trained.
然后受训的那段时间到了最后面呢，有一个最精彩的一个训练。
At the end of it, as a finale.
叫做震撼教育。反正很厉害，就是，所以那个是。
Maybe.
对，所以那个震撼教育呢，就是有一个很低的路。
It's a very low ground.
然后上面是铺了铁丝网。
They have the wires, the bar wires on the top.
然后那些军官呢，就在外面这边开始打枪。
The officers will be out there firing.
他不是往人打，他是往那个天上打，叫你很震撼的。
They will shoot towards the sky to scare you.
然后那个路呢，你只能够用爬的。
that you can only crawl on that road.
能够爬的, 你用走路, 用汽车, 根本走不了。
You cannot use cars and you cannot walk.
所以那次啊, 我好紧张啊, 爬爬爬, 真的, 爬到那个手都磨破了。
I was very nervous and I hurt my hand.
所以弟兄姊妹, 主耶稣他定的这个路呢, 他的方法跟方向只有一个。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus, when he set this path, there is only one method and one direction.
弟兄姊妹, 我们信主之后, 你觉得你要, 要不要跟随主呢?
Brothers and sisters, after you believe in the Lord, do you want to follow the Lord?
我想可能, 没有基督徒敢说不要。
I think no Christian would dare say that they don't want to.
所以也许心里面还是有挣扎。
Maybe you struggle within.
弟兄姊妹, 如果我们愿意跟随主,
Brothers and sisters, if we are willing to follow the Lord,
主只说要天天背起十字架来跟随他。
The Lord only says, bear your cross daily and follow me.
没有别的路。
There are no other way.
所以十字架是唯一的方法, 也是唯一的道路。
The cross is the only method and it's the only way.
当主在拯救人的时候,
When the Lord is saving men,
我们拯救这个福音朋友,
When it's saving the unbelievers,
我们过去也是被主拯救出来的。
We are the ones that have been saved by the Lord.
主所用的那个方法只有十字架。
The Lord's method, the only way, is the cross.
所以我们只有经过十字架, 我们才能够被父神接纳。
It's only through the cross that we can be accepted by the Father.
只有主必须经过十字架, 祂的血才能够洗净我们一切的罪。
It is only through the cross that His blood can cleanse our sins.
所以所有的宗教好, 都可能某种的感觉里面都想达到相同的目标。
All the other religions, they try to use different methods to come to the same goal.
就是这个宗教想要, 把人变得更好。
The religions try to help people to be good.
那也许万一有神的观念, 他们把神, 把人变得好, 然后好像就变成神那个样, 那个光景。
If they have this sense of God, then they would say, oh, you know, if you change the man to be better, then they can be God.
弟兄姊妹, 所有的宗教都不能达到这个目标。
Brothers and sisters, no religion can reach this goal.
因为只有一条路,
because there is only one way.
就十字架的路呢, 才能够达到神的面前, 叫神满意。
The way of the cross is the only way that the Father will be pleased.
才能够叫我们呢, 能够得着神的生命。
That we can have the life of God.
慢慢的, 我们身上才能够彰显神的荣耀。
And gradually, we can manifest His glory.
所以弟兄姊妹, 跟随主的路, 跟从主的路呢, 就是十字架的路。
So brothers and sisters, the way to follow the Lord is the way of the cross.
而且哈, 有的时候我们可能, 我的感觉, 我的经历是这样子。
My experience is this.
有的时候我们不太懂得什么是神永远的旨意。
Sometimes we don't know the eternal purpose of God, what it means.
但是我们有个心要往那个方向走。
But we have a heart to want to go in this direction.
主也在我们寻求, 追求的过程当中, 慢慢把它显明出来。
And the Lord also opens it up to reveal to us as we seek and walk.
但是如果你愿意, 如果我们愿意背十字架,
But if we are willing to bear the cross,
你就发现呢, 我, 你一背呢, 你就在那边跟随主。
And you realize that once you bear the cross, you are following the Lord.
你再背呢, 还是在跟随主。
And the more you bear it, you are still following the Lord.
这样一背, 一直跟呢, 其实你就是往神所要的旨意那个路上往前走。
And as you bear and bear, you follow, you are walking towards the eternal purpose of God.
所以什么是十字架?
So what is the cross?
我们夏令会已经提过了。
We mentioned it at a retreat.
有了神的旨意呢, 愿意舍己, 顺服下来。
When you have the will of God and you're willing to lay down yourself to deny yourself, that is the cross.
那个, 所以刚刚那个路加福音提到说, 不要救自己的生命,
In Luke it says not to save your own life.
不要把自己太保留自己,
Do not try to have any withholding.
我们学习把自己放下,
That you let down yourself.
服在神慈爱的旨意底下,
That you surrender under his love, his will.
你越把它保留,
The more you try to withhold,
主就说你越失去自己的生命,
then you lose your life.
你越保留, 你越失去那个主要给的丰富。
The more you withhold, you lose the abundance that the Lord is trying to give you.
很稀奇, 你越放下呢, 神的丰富, 神那个生命的那个丰满了, 就越充满在我们身上。
It's amazing that the more you let go, the more the abundant life of God will be filling in you.
弟兄姊妹, 这些都不是世界的方法。
Brothers and sisters, this is not the methods of the world.
世界叫我们把自己膨胀。
The world causes, wants us to puff ourselves up.
但是很奇妙，主的作为高过我们的作为。
But amazingly, the Lord's work is higher than our work.
他要我们走这条唯一的路呢，好经历他生命的丰盛。
He wants us to walk this only way in order for us to experience the abundance of his life.
我在20年前的时候。
About 20 years ago.
我第一次听到有一位年长的姊妹柯姊妹她的交通。
I heard the sharing of our elderly brothers, our elderly sister, Sister Kerr.
他那次交通呢，就给我一个很深的印象，我一直都没办法忘记。
The sharing left a deep impression in me, and I cannot forget it.
那我今天试着把他的交通的意思呢，表达给弟兄姊妹。
I'll try to express her sharing to brothers and sisters.
对，当我们姊妹她全时间开始出来服侍。
When she started to come out full time to serve.
其实她很年轻。
She was very young.
能够就是说能够放下所有的职业啊，放下可能甚至放下婚姻来服侍主，已经我想我们姊妹是非常爱主的。
She let go of her work and also her marriage in order to serve the Lord. I believe that our sister loved the Lord.
所以她就在那里试着尽量就是服侍我们的，不是主，服侍神的教会。
So she did her part, her best to.Serve the Lord and serve the church.
哎，有一次他听到有弟兄有弟兄是这样提，或者弟兄或姊妹这样提。
One time, a brother or sister mentioned this.
他提到说，我们服侍神呢，不可以走魔鬼的道路。
That when we serve the Lord, we cannot walk the way of the devil.
哇，我们姊妹一听呢，心中那个就算是吓了一跳。
Our sister was kind of shocked in her heart when she heard this.
难道服侍神可以走魔鬼的路吗？
Well, if we were to serve the Lord, can we be walking on the way of the devil too?
到底什么是魔鬼的路，什么又是主的路呢？
What is the way of Satan and what is the way of the Lord?
那结果主开他的眼睛。
And the Lord opened her eyes.
这两段的圣经呢，就在他身上成为他一生的不可以磨灭的一个对比。
These two passages in the Bible has impressed in her heart all her life.
我们就看一下。
We'll look at it.
第一个地方是以赛亚书十四章。
Isaiah chapter 14.
以赛亚书十四章十二到十五节。
Verses 12 through 15.
以赛亚书十四章十二到十五节。
Isaiah 14, 12 through 15.
明亮之星，早晨之子啊，你竟何竟从天坠落？你这功败列国的，何竟被砍倒在地上？你心里曾说，我要升到天上，我要高举我的宝座在神众星以上，我要坐在聚会的山上，在北方的极处，我要升到高云之上，我要与至上者同等。然而你必坠落阴间，到坑中极深之处。
How you have fallen from heaven, O star of the morning, sun of the dawn. You have been cut down to the earth, you who have wicked the nations. But you said in your heart, I will ascend to heaven, I will raise my throne above the stars of God, and I will sit on the mounts of assembly in the recesses of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds, I will make myself like the Most High. Nevertheless, you will be thrust down to hell, to the recesses of the pit.
所以这边虽然是讲的是巴比伦王，
Even though it's speaking of the king of Babylon.
但当我们领会的时候，我们觉得这个也预表了，或是代表了当初那个魔鬼他里面所在思想。
So when we look at it, it also represented what the devil was thinking.
因为他讲到明亮之星，早晨之子。
Because it speaks about the star of the morning and sun of dawn.
这讲到当初魔鬼那个天使长呢，是非常的创造出来是非常美好。
Because he was an archangel. He was beautifully created.
可是他竟然有一个情况是从天坠落。
But he fell from heaven.
到底是什么原因呢？
But what is the reason?
哦，原来这一段圣经把他心里面所想的把他泄露出来。
But it leaked out what was in his heart.
他心里面说我要升到天上。
Because he wanted to raise to heaven.
他要高举他的宝座。
He wanted to ascend to the heaven and he wanted to raise his throne.
所以这个魔鬼心中所想的是，他虽然是受造之物，
and for the devil in his heart, even though he was one who has been created,
但心里面好像开始有一个骄傲产生。
There was pride in his heart.
他想要把自己高升。
He wanted to raise himself up.
高升，甚至有一个宝座出现。
That raised up so much that there is a throne on there.
有一个宝座出现，就是要人能够敬拜他，要一些事物能够敬拜他。
That those are created can worship him.
他要在聚会当中呢，成为那个头。
He wants to be the head in the assembly.
他要升到高云之上，一直高升。
He wants to be raised above the heights of the clouds.
他到了最后呢，他说我要与至上者同等。
To the end, he said, I will make myself like the Most High.
他要与神同等。
He wants to be the same as the Most High.
所以你发现这个心思里面，这个就是魔鬼的道路。
This mind there, it's the way of the devil.
虽然是很美丽。
Even though it's beautiful,
但其实他仍然是受造之物。
But he's still one who's been created.
但他这边说我要。
And he says, I will.
他一直要把他升高升。
He wants to be raised up.
到了最后，他的目标能够与那个至上者、至高者相同。
In the end, his goal was to make himself like the Most High.
但是这个路呢，他的结局必定是十五节。
It's the end of this road is. Verse 15,
他到了最后必定要坠落到坑中极深之处。
That he will be thrust down to hell to the recesses of the pit.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个我们姊妹读到这段圣经。
So brothers and sisters, when our sister read this passage here,
她心中非常受到提醒。
And she was very much reminded.
如果要服侍主的话，绝对记得不要走魔鬼的路。
To serve the Lord.To remember not to walk the way of the devil.
我们不要一直心里说我要。
That in our heart we will not keep saying I will.
我们要小心，不要一直把自己高举。
We have to be careful not to raise ourselves up.
所以另外一段圣经。
The other passage.
在腓立比书。
In Philippians.
第二章第五节。
Chapter 2 verse 5.
腓立比书二章第五节到第第十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 5 through 11.
腓立比书第二章五到十一节，你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式，既有人的样子。就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
That is might be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, of things in heaven and things in earth.And things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
所以当把这两段圣经并排摆在一起的时候，
So when she put the two passages together,
我相信我们姊妹心中就明亮。
I believe our sister, her heart was enlightened.
因为一边是魔鬼的路。
One was the way of the devil.
一边是主耶稣所走的路。
One was the way that our Lord has walked.
主走什么路呢
？What did our Lord walk on？
主走的路呢，跟魔鬼走的是相反。
It's the opposite of the devil.
他从第六节开始。
From verse 6.
他说他本有神的形象。
That he being in the form of God.
也就是说他本来就是神。
That he is God.
他就是神，他与父神同等，他就是神。
He's God. He's there with the Father.
但是他从那个起点一开头。
And in the very beginning.
他愿意降卑自己。
He was willing to humble himself.
他不以自己与神为同等为强夺的，他愿意卑微取了人奴仆的形象。
He thought it not robbery to be equal with God.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不容易明白这件事情。
It's hard for us to understand.
因为有时候我们是说人跟蚂蚁是差很远。
We said that we are very far compared to the ants.
对，如果要你变成蚂蚁的话，那真的是很降卑吧。
For you to be an ant, it's very humbling.
但许多时候，我们体会说， 神跟人的距离呢，比人跟蚂蚁的距离差得更远。
Sometimes we feel that the distance between God and man is farther than between man and the ant.
所以我们主他是降卑自己，成为人那个卑微的形象。
But our Lord humbled himself and took the form of man.
其实不仅如此，他成为人还不仅如此。
Not only that.
他出生的地方呢是在马槽。
He came there in the manger.
他出生的时候没有什么那个婴儿床或是什么漂亮的这个婴儿房。
There was not a beautiful nursery or a crib for him.
他是出生在那个马槽。
It was in the manger.
因为这表明了他在地上呢没有地方要接待他。
It represented that no place would take him.
他成为人呢，他所在的那个背景呢，不是一个什么皇宫的一个尊贵的一个人的背景。
In the form of man, what he lived was not a palace.
对，他不是住在一个尊贵的家中，也不是一个出生在一个富有的富裕的人的家中，也不是什么一个高贵的人的家里。
He didn't come into people that are very high status or have very good honor
也不是 rich,
rich or honorable place.
所以他成为人呢，只是在一个普通的木匠，不起眼的一个人的家里面。
The one who's a carpenter.
所以你会发现，他成为人呢，那个成为人的那个人的光景呢，也是降卑的。
When he took the form of man, that is humbling himself.
他没有停在这边。
He didn't just stay there.
当他出来服侍的时候
，When he came out to serve,
他甘心乐意接受人对他的轻看。
He took it willingly, the despise of men.
人藐视他。
People despise him.
人根本不看重他。
They do not honor him.
他再次的在降卑自己。
And he humbled himself further.
他不仅如此呢，他最后呢，他是赤身露体的挂在十字架上。
And not only that, he was being hung on the cross naked.
所以那个刑罚不是普通人不会接受这种刑罚。
A normal person wouldn't just accept this kind of punishment.
乃是定死罪的人才接受这种最残酷、最让人看不起的刑罚。
Only one who has been sentenced to death will have to go through this punishment that is.
但是我们的主不断的降卑自己，他成为人，成为木匠的家，成为被人轻看的人，最后挂在木头上。
But our Lord took the form of man and born into a family of the carpenter, and also at the end he was hung on the cross.
当然我们知道最后呢，神他复活，父神把他高升，得着一切的荣耀。
But we know that he was resurrected and the Father exalted him.
但是我们要记得，当我们把这两幅图画放在我们的面前的时候
，But we have to remember when we put these two pictures before us.
一条是魔鬼的路
，One is the way of the devil.
一直往上升，一直说我要。
Keeps raising up and say, "I will."
一条是主走的十字架的路。
One is the way of the cross that our Lord has
walked. 他不断降卑自己，倒空自己，最后死在十字架上。
And he humbled himself and emptied himself, and in the end, he died on the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，我有时候觉得年长弟兄姊妹们有一些话好像印在我的心里面。
Brothers and sisters, I feel that some elderly brothers and sisters have words that impress in my heart.
我的感觉里面就是他们这些话好像是他们一生当中呢。一个对他们一个非常重要的一个启示。
That these words are like a very important revelation in their life.
然后当他们在传递的时候，好像这些话就写在我的心里面。
And when they are passing on these words, it's printed into my heart.
所以二十年来，我一直都没有忘记这件事情。
And for 20 years, I did not forget this.
所以弟兄姊妹，虽然我好像也不太，刚开始的时候，也许什么倒空啊这些。虚己啊，也许我不是很明白这些属灵的名词。
In the beginning, I do not understand these spiritual terms of emptying yourself or humbling yourself.
但是我心中深深知道，我们不可以走魔鬼的路。
So I know deep in my heart that we cannot walk the way of the devil.
啊，我知道说跟随主呢，必须走这条十字架的路。
That we know that when we want to follow the Lord, we have to walk the way of the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们经过十字架，你才发现我这个人从一个自我为中心的人。变成基督为中心的人。
Brothers and sisters, it's only through the cross that we realize that we become from self-centered to Christ-centered.
我们不再只是想说我要，是 我自己看重我自己。
No longer do we say I will and emphasize on ourselves.
但是当我们越降卑的时候，就会发现基督成为我们的中心。
That the more we humble ourselves, then the Christ is our center.
那个在犹大书的十一章呢，有一个路。
In Judah.
犹大书十一啊十一节，对不起。
In Jude, verse 11.
犹大书这个很在启示录前面哈，犹大书十一节。
It's before Revelation.
他们有祸了，因为走了该隐的道路，又为利往巴兰的错谬里直奔，并在可拉的背叛中灭亡了。
Woe unto them, for they have gone in the way of Cain and ran greedily after the error of Balaam for reward and perished in the gainsaying of Korah.
今天提到该隐、巴兰、可拉。
It here mentions.King, Balaam, and Korah.
我只借着他们讲 我讲几个自我为中心的表现。
I want to talk about some being self-centered, what is the expression of self-centeredness?
大家注意听一下，我不知道英文好不好翻，就是中文有一些词，这样我们看哈，自义。
Self-righteousness.
自私自利。
Being selfish.
自高自大。
Arrogant.
自爱自怜
self-pity
自信
and self-confident
这些呢都是表明了我们这个人那个需要被十字架对付的地方
it says what this man needs to be dealt with by the cross. These
有这种情况叫做自义
one condition is self-righteousness
我感觉这个该隐可能我不是说这些可能都混在一起，可能一个人通通都有。
Maybe one person has all of these.
对，但是这个该隐，我觉得他这个自义可能蛮突出的。
But for Cain, the self-righteousness is pretty obvious.
故事细节我就不讲了，就是人的历史当中第一个凶杀案。
I will not go into detail, but this is the first murder case in the history of man.
因为该隐把他这个弟弟亚伯给他杀了。
Cain killed his younger brother Abel.
为什么杀了呢
？Why he killed him？
他们两个都在献祭给神。
They are offering their sacrifice.
结果神看中亚伯，不看中该隐的。
But the Lord esteemed that of Abel and not Cain.
但是该隐自以为他把最好的给神了。
But Cain thought he gave the best to the Lord.
他是以他自己觉得最好的呢，他觉得他做的才是对。
He gave what he felt is the best, that what he did was right.
所以弟兄姊妹，我不要以为自己一定都是对的。
Do not always feel that you're always right.
我们常常觉得天下的人都错，只有我对。
We often feel that all the people of this world is wrong, only I'm right.
要不然就是我跟老婆吵，跟太太吵架的话，两个人都错。
If I fall with my wife, I think both are wrong.
但是她错70%，我错30%。
But she's wrong of 70% and for me it's just 30%.
所以我们总是以为自己才是对。
We are oftentimes feel that we always feel that we are always right.
这叫自义。
This is self-righteousness.
还有一种叫做自私自利。
One is selfish.
其实这个自私自利大概包含了全部了。
It encompasses all of it.
巴兰呢，我也不仔细讲，巴兰是为着他的利益呢，好像违背了神的旨意。
Balaam for his own benefit, he go against the will of God.
对，别人要请他来咒诅以色列人。
People want him to curse the Israelites.
他明明知道不可以。
He knows he cannot do that. He shouldn't.
但人家拿了很多钱呢。
But they offer him money.
他扭扭捏捏，扭扭捏捏，要去不去这样。
He was struggling there, and finally, he doesn't know if he want to go and he go.
他是为了自己的利益。
For his own gain.
其实这个事情啊。其实我讲这些，大家弟兄姊妹不要以为都是在别人身上才有。
Don't feel that it's all on others, that they only other people have this problem.
所以这些事情在我们身上都有的。
It's all we all have this problem.
你知道吗？我们常常觉得我的事情是最重要的。
We oftentimes feel that only our own things that matters are most important.
如果你明天要考试的话，今天有人打搅你，我的事情这个全天下最大的。
If I have exam tomorrow, the people call you and say, "No, this is the most important."
考试压力大家会很大，但是我觉得我的压力最大。
We all have a pressure for studying exam, while mine is the most most stressful for me.
我现在要睡觉，绝对不可以打扰我。我睡觉我是皇帝最大。
I'm sleeping, so do not come and disturb me. I'm the emperor.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们常常是自己自私的为自己看重自己。
We always emphasize on ourselves. We are so selfish.
然后我们还有一种情况叫自高自大。
And another condition is being arrogant.
那个可拉呢，就是因为自高自大。
And for Korah, it's because of arrogance.
他表面是说，哎呀，摩西、亚伦，你们。我们都是神的选民。
Outwardly say, oh, Moses, Aaron, we are all people of the Lord.
为什么你们好像比别人高呢
？Why are you higher than all of us?
啊，其实可拉他们心里面呢，想要把自己高抬。
But the sons of Korah, they want to lift themselves up.
啊，弟兄姊妹，你们可能觉得自己是很谦虚的人了。
Brothers and sisters, maybe you feel you're very humble.
对对对 ，humble 对。那个，其实我们心里骨子里面呢，都很希望别人尊重我。
But within ourselves, we all want people to honor us.
如果有人把我看扁的话呢，没有人会觉得舒服。
If people do not think highly of me, then nobody will feel good.
我希望在周遭环境里面有一定的分量和影响。
That I want to have influence to my surroundings.
所以可拉就是说我他其实骨子里面说我。需要有这个地位上的影响，不可以只有你们。
Cora wants to have some influence in this status thing, not just you guys.
我心中想要受人大家的尊重。
I want to be respected.
弟兄姊妹，这是隐藏在我们里面的自高自大。
This is a hidden arrogance in us.
还有一种叫自爱自怜。
Want a self-pity?
当那个主耶稣说他要钉十字架。
When the Lord Jesus is to be nailed on the cross.
然后彼得就说：“主啊，绝对不可以。”
The Peter came and said, "Never.Never do this, Lord."
他虽然没有直接讲，但其实他心里面是说：“主啊，你要爱自己一下，怎么可以把自己钉到十字架上呢？”
But even though he didn't say it, but what he meant was, "Lord, love yourself and not nail yourself on the cross."
就主说：“撒旦退我后面去。”
But the Lord says, "Satan, get behind me."
我个人觉得啊，就是至少我自己，我觉得是在生病的时候最自爱自怜。
For myself personally, when I'm sick, I have the self-pity.
哎呀，每次这个躺在床上爬不起来，身体衰弱的时候，真希望别人来安慰我一下。
When I'm laying in bed, I cannot move. I want people to comfort me.
哎呀，这个全世界我最可怜了。
I'm the most pitiful in the entire world.
大家应该多多照顾我。
You have to take care of me.
这个弟兄姊妹，你们可能不同的情况感觉自爱自怜。
Maybe in different situations, you have the self-pity.
还有自信。
And self-confidence.
彼得说他三次彼得说他绝对不会离开主。
Peter told the Lord that he will not leave the Lord.
他一定能够为主而舍命呢，也不会离开主。
He can lay down his life for the Lord, and he will not leave the Lord.
就弟兄姊妹都知道，他三次不认主。
For brothers and sisters, we all know that he denied the Lord three times.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的信心呢，不是放在我们自己的身上。
Brothers and sisters, our confidence is not in ourselves.
乃是放在主的身上。
But it's in the Lord.
我简单提这些啊，弟兄姊妹，其实。如果我们继续膨胀这些感觉的话，这些情况的话，我们有可能在走魔鬼的道路。
Brothers and sisters, if we pop up all these things, then there is a likelihood that we are walking on the way of the devil.
我们需要十字架在我们生命当中做那个奇妙的工作。
We need the cross to work this amazing, to work amazingly in our lives.
所以我以前讲过，就是戴德森弟兄。
I mentioned our brother.Huxon Taylor.
他到了他传福音到一个情况里面，他其实非常非常忙碌。
He was so busy preaching the gospel.
或是他要照顾这些已经信主的，或是这些福音的事情呢，他其实非常的忙碌。
He was taking care of the believers and all these things.
但是每一次有弟兄或姊妹去找他交通，请他有一些属灵上的帮助的时候
，But whenever brothers and sisters came to him for spiritual help.
他给人的感觉就是好像他全部的时间呢都是给这个弟兄或姊妹。
But people felt that all his time is for this brother or sister who needed his help.
他不会说弟兄姊妹你弟兄来找我，我很高兴跟你交通。
He didn't say, "Oh, brother and sister, oh, I really wanted to fellowship with you."
可是我很忙，我们稍微我试着有三十分钟，我尽量跟你交通。
But I'm busy. I only have 30 minutes to share with you.
他绝对不会这样讲。
He wouldn't say this.
所以来跟他交通的人感觉好像他很没事。
But those who came to share with him know that they feel that he didn't have anything to be bothered.
所以我们的弟兄是他把他自己的忙碌，把他自己感觉隐藏在十字架的后面。
But our brother hide all his busyness behind the cross.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个是十字架的学习。
Brothers and sisters, this is a lesson in the cross.
接下来我要提一件很重要的事情。
Now I want to mention something very important.
弟兄姊妹，十字架不是把人变成灰色的基督徒。
The cross is not to make us into gloomy Christians.
我只是听说了。
I've heard of this.
好像以前有一种情况，就是讲十字架讲得好厉害。
People speak about the cross a lot.
然后弟兄姊妹听了都很苦这样子。
Brothers and sisters heard it and they felt tough.
就大家都变成那种灰色的基督徒啊！
You get so gray and gloomy.
哎呀，好苦啊！这个背十字架，我还是要背，这唯一的路不背不行。
It is so hard. I have to bear the cross, and this is the only way I have to bear it.
所以弟兄姊妹，不是十字架，不是把基督徒变成灰色的。
It's not to make us gloomy.
他乃是要他的目的不是停留在那个苦的情况。
Its purpose is not to stay there in this tough place.
他乃是要把人带到释放，带到丰盛，带到复活的生命里面。
Bring us into this freedom and into this abundance and in the resurrected life.
对，我受前面弟兄很多的帮助。
I've been helped by the brothers before me.
我们读一处圣经，马太福音十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章二十八到三十节。
Matthew chapter 11 verses 28.
马太福音。十一章二十八到三十节。
28-30.
凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省。
Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls.For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
所以我想弟兄姊妹慢慢，应该都慢慢听到这个与主同轭的他的这个图画。
Brothers and sisters, I hope you have heard this picture of being yoked with Christ.
就是一个老的牛。
That an older ox.
或是比较成熟、比较受过训练的牛。
A more matured and trained ox.
然后跟着，然后旁边带着一个年轻的牛。
And a younger one.
然后他能够带着他，然后农夫他就带着他呢，能够照着农夫的旨意呢来犁田。
And he lead this younger ox and till the ground according to the will of the farmer.
对不起，都是讲到这个陈年往事，十几年前，可能十五年前。
About 15 years ago.
那个有一位丁弟兄。
Brother Ding.
他说有一次主也开他的眼睛。
Once our Lord opened his eyes.
我们弟兄，很爱主。
Our brother loved the Lord.
其实也为主受了很多的苦。
He has suffered much.
他常常，他就是像我刚刚那样子，就是他想要，他愿意背十字架。
He was willing to bear the cross.
可是感觉他那时候有一个图画在他心中。
There was a picture in his heart.
他说我要背十字架。
He says I want to bear the cross.
所以我好像是走在前面耕田的那个牛。
And I was like this.Ox that's tilling the ground.
然后主呢，就是那个农夫。
And the Lord was this farmer.
然后农夫就拿着那个鞭子。
And the farmer has this whip.
就鞭啊。
And he keeps whipping.
往前走。
And go forward.
然后要犁田。
And to till the ground.
然后那个他就是那条牛。
And he was that ox.
然后说主啊，我愿意往前走。
He said, Lord, I'm willing to go move forward.
不管多苦，我都往前走。
No matter how tough it is, I'm willing to move
forward. 对，我要顺服你。
I want to submit to you.
啊，他感觉很苦。
He felt that he suffered much.
但直到有一天呢，主开他的眼睛。
But until one day, the Lord opened his eyes.
他又在那边说：“主啊，我不怕苦啊，往前走。”
He said, "Lord, I'm not afraid of these difficulties. I'm going to move forward."
你尽量鞭打我没有关系。
You can whip me, that's okay.
然后他开了眼睛，往旁边一看。
When he opened his eyes and looked sideways,
还有一条牛。
There was another ox.
呀，怎么还有一条牛
？Why was there another ox?
那是谁啊
？Who was that?
啊，是主啊，是你。
It was you, Lord.
主怎么是你啊
？How come it's you, Lord?
你不是在上面鞭打我那个吗
？I thought you are the one who's whipping me.
怎么你在旁边跟我一起走呢
？Why are you walking side by side with me?
哦，那次他就被开了眼睛。
His eyes was opened.
不是他自己一个人在走。
It wasn't him walking by himself.
乃是主跟他同父异母在一起走。
That the Lord was yoked together with him and walking together.
弟兄姊妹，我们背十字架道路不是之前那个图画。
Brothers and sisters, our bearing the cross is not the first picture.
因为主他自己已经先背了十字架。走那条路了。
Because the Lord has already first bared the cross and walked away.
我们跟随他的时候，那个神的旨意好像把我们放在一起。
When we follow him, the Lord's purpose, God's purpose, put us together with him.
主在那里陪伴我们走这条十字架的道路。
Our Lord accompany us on this way of the cross.
弟兄姊妹，很多时候我们说主与我同在，对不对？
Many times we say the Lord is with me.
其实我们觉得其实那个同在感觉蛮远的。
That kind of with me, that presence seems to be very far.
真的同在有点像我在前面走，然后那个农夫在后面与我同在那边边。
It's like I'm moving forward and the farmer is behind me, whipping me, and he's with me.
但弟兄姊妹，当我们愿意与主同轭的时候
，But brothers and sisters, when we are to be bearing the yoke, to be yoked with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，那个同在最宝贵。
That presence is most precious.
主离我们最近。
The Lord is most close to us.
因为我们的心跟他心是同样的一个 same mind， 是同样的心的。
Because our mind is that of His mind.
我们在走同样的路。
We're walking the same way.
我们在紧紧的跟随我们的主。
We're following Him closely.
然后我们的主是何等的安息的，带着一个顺服的小牛呢，在那边走他的路。
How restful our Lord is to be leading this young ox together with Him.
弟兄姊妹，如果你想要得安息。
Brothers and sisters, if you want rest,
我们必须负主的轭。
We have to bear this yoke.
我们常常觉得，哎呀，要能够安息的话，应该就是没事情，风平浪静就安息了。
We often feel that to rest, then it should be everything is fine and nothing, no waves and stuff.
但主的方法跌破我们的眼镜。
But our Lord's method causes us to be shocked.
不是这样，他的话很清楚，他说，你负我的轭，学我的样式，你就必得享安息。
But the Lord's word is very clear that if we were to bear His yoke, to bear the burden, then it's easy and we can have rest.
弟兄姊妹，如果当我们在工作、在家庭、在学业、在生活里面很多的压力
，No matter how stressful it is in our family, in our work, in our studies,
没有人不想得安息的。
No one doesn't want rest.
就但是我们主所安排的路何等的奇妙
！But our Lord's way is so amazing.
我们必须与主同轭。与他一同走这条路的时候，你发现那个奇妙的安息就充满在我们心里面。
When we are yoked with him, and amazingly, when we walk this way, his rest will be in us.
主每次讲到他要钉十字架，要受。
When the Lord speak about him being nailed to the cross, to be die on the cross,
他都提到他要复活。
He always say that he's going to be resurrected.
但每次门徒听的时候，都只听到前面一半，他要受。
But disciples only heard the first part.That he will die.
但还有要复活。
But he's going to be resurrected.
所以死在我们身上的发动，在我们身上发动。
When death works in us,
生就在别人的身上发动。
And life will work in others.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个例子大家可能听了好几十遍。
I mean, maybe you have heard this example many times.
就是有一对兄弟，他们有田地。
Set of brothers, they have this land.
他们住在高一点的地方。
They have the fields. They live.On higher ground.
每天他把水打好。
Every day they irrigate the land.
但是没想到经过一夜。
After one night.
水全部都没了。
The water were gone.
经过几次之后。
After a few times.
他们发现下面的那家的农夫呢，晚上偷偷的把他那个水通都漏到他们家的田地。
They realized that a farmer who was beneath them on the other field has put the water.To drain the water down to their own field.
弟兄姊妹，碰到这种情况，你要怎么做呢
？In such situation, what should you do?
还是你会问 ，What would Jesus do? 主耶稣你会怎么做
？Or would you ask what would Jesus do?
我们会去理论吗
？Will we go and reason?
所以这些弟兄们祷告。
But the brothers prayed.
突然之间，他们感觉先把别人的田先弄好水。
But then they sense that they should irrigate the other person's land first.
再把自己的田放好水。
Then irrigate their land.
他们这样子用主的这个十字架的那个就经过十字架心思来想这件事情的时候。
That they think about it through the cross to have the mind of Christ.
哎呀，他们心里面觉得非常的安息。
They're very restful in their heart.
他说对，就是主耶稣就是会这样做。
And say yes, Jesus will do it this way.
没有想到过了几天之后。
A few days pass.
楼不是三比较下面那一家庭就如坐针毡，这个根本坐立不安。
That other family couldn't sit still.
所以来全家来拜访他们，后来都信主。
The entire family came and visited them, and they were saved.
弟兄姊妹，死在我们身上发动。
When death works in us.
生在别人身上发动。
Life works in others.
我们发现主在我们身上掌权。
When the Lord reigns in us.
主的安息就赐给我们。
And the Lord's rest has been given to us.
弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要有一个。我们需要经历十字架。
Brothers and sisters, we need to experience the cross.
经历十字架，你发现后面带来的那个美善，叫我们羡慕，要继续背十字架。
The goodness that come from this bearing the cross will cause us to want to bear the cross more.
我们也越加宝贵神把这个十字架道路给我们。
Then we'll cherish this way of the cross that the Lord has given to us.
十字架不再只是你戴条项链，或者在屋顶上放个十字架而已。
The cross is no longer just an adornment or a decoration.
而是在你心里面，我们真的说，耶稣并他钉十字架是我心中觉得最宝贵的。
That in our hearts, truly, Jesus Christ and Him crucified is the most precious in our hearts.
那个诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm 22.
诗篇二十二篇。
Psalm 22.
大卫的诗交与灵长调用朝露，这是前面那个小字。
To the chief musician upon Igelet Shahah, a psalm of David.
然后二十二篇第一节，他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么遗弃我
？”The first verse, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
弟兄姊妹，二十二篇诗篇二十二篇，虽然是大卫的诗篇
，Psalm 22, even though it was a psalm of David,
但是他把那个十字架上面那个光景、那个感觉呢？好像在我们面前图画呈现出来。
But it's like a picture of the cross. It's being laid out before us.
虽然是大卫受苦的时候所写的诗篇。
Even though it was when David suffered and he wrote the psalm.
但是很稀奇，这也是一个预言。
But amazingly, this was also a prophecy.
因为有些经历不是大卫经历的。
Because some of the experience was not experienced by David.
乃是主耶稣在十字架上经历的。
But it was what our Lord Jesus experienced on the cross.
第一句话他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？”
And the first verse says, "My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?"
这是在主耶稣钉十字架，在十字架上。
When our Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross.
经过三个钟头之后，全地。都黑暗。
After 3 hours, it was all dark in the cross.
他表明了所有的罪呢，都归在主耶稣的身上。
It represented that all the sin has been on our Lord.
然后我们主这时候就向父神呼喊了这句话。
So our Lord cried out to the Father.
他说：“我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我
？”My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
第六节他说：“我是虫，不是人。”被众人羞辱，被百姓藐视。
Verse 6, but I am a worm and no man, a reproach of man and despise of the people.
第七、第八节。
7 and 8.
凡看见我的都嗤笑我，他们撇嘴摇头说，他把自己交托耶和华，耶和华可以救他吧，耶和华既喜悦他，可以搭救他吧。
All they that see me laugh to scorn, they shoot out the lip, they shake their head saying, he trusted on the Lord that he would deliver him, let him deliver him, saying he delighted in him.
所以主耶稣在十字架上的时候，下面那个什么兵丁啊，还有路过的这些人。
So when our Lord Jesus was on the cross, the soldiers and people who passed by,
他们就是这样笑他。
They were laughing at him.
他说，如果你是神的儿子，是基督的话，你可以下来呀。
That if you're the Son of God, if you're the Christ, then you can come down.
神可以救你啊。
God can save you.
你不是神的儿子吗
？You are the Son of God.
他们在那里羞辱我们的主。
They shamed our Lord.
十四节，我如水被倒出来，我的骨头都脱了节，我心在我里面如蜡融化。
I am poured out like water, and all my bones are out of joint. My heart is like wax; it is melted in the midst of my bones.
所以，我们主在那个十字架上，有人是说他有那些脱水的情况。
When our Lord is on the cross, people said that he was kind of dehydrated.
所以他的血，他的水一直流出来。
And his blood, his water, keep pouring out.
十六节，犬类围着我，恶党环绕我，他们扎了我的手，我的脚。
16, for dogs have encompassed me, the assembly of the wicked have enclosed me, they pierce my hands and feet.
十八节，他们分我的外衣，为我的里衣捻揪。
18, they part my garments among them and cast lots upon my vesture.
所以弟兄姊妹很稀奇。
Brothers and sisters, very amazing.
大卫在他走十字架道路的时候，
when David was walking on the way of the cross，
虽然大卫从来没有看过十字架，
even though he has never seen the cross，
因为那时候十字架还没有被发明出来，
because the cross has not been invented，
但他在十字架的原则底下走他的路，
but under the principle of the cross he walked his way，
好像有一次神就开他心中的眼睛，
as if the Lord opened his eyes one time，
把主耶稣在十字架上的那些感觉跟光景好像活化在他的面前。
That circumstance and that feeling on the cross is was like come alive before him.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主可以比较尊严的钉在十字架上。
Brothers and sisters, our Lord can be nailed on the cross with more dignity.
但是他没有。
But he didn't.
他在十字架上被羞辱到了极处。
He was being shamed to the very ultimate.
第六节他说有一个他是虫不是人。
On verse 6 it says he's a worm, not man.
他像一个虫一样挂在十字架上。
He was like a worm being hung on the cross.
我听过前面的弟兄这样子交通。
I've heard from sharing from birds before me.
这个虫不是普通的虫。
This worm is not just a regular worm.
这个虫乃是一种它里面有一种红色的体液。
It has this red pigment in him.
对，所以他们是把这个虫拿来当做一种染料。
They use this worm as a dye.
当把虫这个压碎之后呢，它这个红色的体液呢，可以做比如说红色的布或者紫色的布。
They crush the worm so in order for the pigment this dye to make garments red.
那这个虫有一种特性。
And this worm has a characteristic.
他们是活在那个树干上。
They live on the trunk of the tree.
啊，这个树干，它这个以母虫为主，
and the,
就是有母虫会生很多小虫。
Oh, the female worm will have a lot of other little worms.
然后在这个有时候在那个环境当中有什么大风啊、暴雨这些出现。
Under severe condition where the storms and rain.
然后那个母虫呢，为了保护它的小虫。
The mother worm, in order to protect all the baby worms,
她把这些小虫呢，把它放在她的腹部的底下。
She placed the little worms beneath her abdomen.
她紧紧抓住那个树干。
And she hung close on tightly to the trunk.
对，她保护这些小虫不被这些暴风雨啊，把它吹到下面去。
She protected the little worms in order that they would not be struck by the rain.
因为那个风雨，那个风很大。
Because the wind was strong.
所以那个母虫呢，必须要用更大的力量呢，把它能够固定在那个树干上。
The mother worm has to hold on tightly in order to be steady on the trunk.
但是那个树干很粗糙。
But the trunk was very rough.
有很多那个这种小刺啊，这些尖的东西出来。
Sharp things like thorns.
所以当她越抓紧树干的时候，
So the closer she hung on.
然后那些的刺呢，就刺破她的肚子。
The more tightly she hung on, the thorns will poke her abdomen.
所以每次当那个风雨过后呢，
So after the storm passed,
你发现这些树呢，上面就一点一点的红色的痕迹。
You see that these tree trunks all have like spots of red.
也就是说，母虫呢，它牺牲了它自己，可是小虫却被保全了。
The mother worm has sacrificed herself, and all the little worms were being kept.
弟兄姊妹，我们的主就是那个虫。
Lord is that worm.
他在树上呢，他把他血他流了，但是他保全了我们这些人的性命。
On the tree, he was hung on there, but he has kept all our lives.
弟兄姊妹，这个诗篇呢，大卫特别调是用朝露。在这个最前面那句话。
David used the tuned Ishala Shaha.
Hind of
dawn.
他的原文的意思就是早上早晨的那个露
It's
deer 那个 tin 这样
Yeah, of the dew of the dawn.
对，所以有时候我们在想哦，这个早晨的露哈，应该不是一种悲伤的调。
Sometimes we feel this dew of the dawn, this tune, it wouldn't be something that's sad.
但这是可能我们的揣摩了。
It's just we're trying to grasp.
因为早上的早晨的那个早上的那个朝露，早上那个露应该是欢喜跳跃的迎接他的一天的。
At dawn, the deer so joyfully receiving the day.
所以很可能大卫选调的时候呢，他不是选一个非常悲伤的曲调。
So maybe when David picked a tomb, he didn't pick a sad tomb.
虽然十字架好像在上面有一个苦难。
Even though there was suffering on the cross.
但大卫觉得不应该是用苦难那个苦的调去唱这首诗。
It shouldn't be a tune of suffering.
但我们确定的是后面的经节。
But we are sure of the verses beneath.
比如说23节，你们敬畏耶和华人要赞美他。
Verse 23, ye that fear the Lord, praise him.
25节，我在大卫中赞美你的话是从你而来的。
25th, my praise shall be of thee in the great congregation.
27节，地的四极都要想念耶和华，并且归顺他，列国的万族都要在你面前敬拜。
27, all the ends of the world shall remember and turn unto the Lord, and all the kindreds of the nations shall worship before thee.
也就是说，这首诗篇呢，虽然前面看起来是十字架苦难。
Even though before that is the suffering of the cross.
但是后面呢，他把人带进那个喜乐、赞美跟敬拜里。
But afterwards, it bring people into that worship and praise.
这正如希伯来书那段话。
Just like in Hebrews, that word.
他因为摆在前面的喜乐。
Because of the joy that's set before him.
摆在前面的喜乐。
The joy that's set before him.
就轻看羞辱，根本就不屑那些羞辱，忍受十字架苦难，因为他前面带着喜乐。
That he despised the shame. That is, and because of the joy that is set before him.
所以我想要表达弟兄姊妹，就是十字架这条路走。
What I want to express is for this way of the cross, walk.
可能有牺牲，可能有摆下。
There can be sacrifices, there can be laid down.
但是一定要记得，它所带来的结局，带来那个丰富，是远超我们所求所想。
You have to remember that the end that is coming, the result is what.Is beyond what we asked for.
最后我要再讲一段。
Lastly, one more passage.
在腓立比书。
Philippians.
第一章第七节。
Chapter 1, verse 7.
我会很快好，就是说，我现在想要告诉大家，就是说，腓立比书第一章的时候，保罗一直提到他是受到捆锁的。
In Philippians chapter 1, Paul kept mentioning that he was in chains.
比如说第七节他说我在捆锁之中。
That in verse 7, he said he was in chains.
十三节我受的捆锁。
In verse 13, that in his bonds.
十四节我受的捆锁。
In chains that he was by his bonds.
然后十七节我捆锁的苦楚。
And seven.
17就我也是in chain，对。
Also in chain。
对，所以他在这边特别告诉腓立比这些弟兄姊妹呢，他是在捆锁当中。
He wanted to tell the brothers and sisters in Philippians that he was in chain。
然后呢，腓立比书整卷书，如果你去查喜乐。
Entire book of Philippians, if you check joy。
什么欢乐
？Rejoice。
欢欢喜喜。
To rejoice。
四章第十节，我靠主大大的喜乐。
And that I rejoice greatly in the Lord.
你看到通篇都是喜乐欢乐。
The entire chapter is on joy and rejoicing.
大家先记得这点。
Remember this point.
然后我们再翻到使徒行传十六章。
In Acts, verse chapter 16.
使徒行传十六章，我直接用嘴巴讲好了。
I'll just say it.
这很长，很难，不太容易念。使徒行传十六章，好，从那个十二节一直到34节这一段。
Verses 12 through 34, the entire passage.
对，我大概描述一下。
I'll just describe it.
保罗在圣灵的带领的底下呢，到了欧洲。
Paul being led by the Spirit, he went to Europe.
到了一个地方叫做腓立比。
He went to a place called Philippi.
有一个妇女呢，叫做吕底亚。
One lady that's named Lydia.
她是卖紫色布的。
She was a seller of purple fabric.
我们照着这个记载，我们觉得相信就是吕底亚他们家呢，应该是欧洲第一个信主的。
According to the passage, the household of Lydia was the first household in Europe to came to the Lord.
当保罗留在那个地方的时候。
When Paul was there.
他把一个巫鬼赶出去。
He cast out an evil spirit.
结果那个靠着巫鬼赚钱的那个人就很生气。
And the person who make money from that unclean spirit was very angry.
所以把他们带到官长 面前呢，这个那个要怎么讲，攻击他们。
And brought them before the
就
the rulers.
对，结果呢，官长就是这个在第二十二节。
Verse 22.
众人就一同起来攻击他们，官长吩咐剥了他们衣裳，用棍打。
And a multitude rose up together against them, and a magistrate rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them.
24节，禁主领了这样的命，就把他们下在内监里，两脚上了木狗。
And 24, the jailer who having received such a charge thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks.
25节，约在半夜，保罗和希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
25, and at midnight Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them.
然后忽然那个地就大震动。
And there was great earthquake.
然后整个那个监狱的门都松了。
And the prison doors were being loosened.
哇，那个禁主管监狱的那个人一看到他管的人要都可以跑掉。
So the keeper of the prison was afraid that these people would run away.
哇，压力挺大，他马上拔刀要自杀。
He was very pressurized and he wanted to take his own life.
那保罗赶快阻止他。
Paul stopped him.
然后阻止他之后呢，他就把他就到了禁主的家里面。
And he went to the jailer's home.
然后他跟禁主全家传福音。
And he preached to the entire household.
他们信了，受了洗。
And they believed and was baptized.
34节最后面。
34, the second part.
因为信了神，都很喜乐。
And rejoiced, believing in God with all his house.
这次好在西岸聚会。
And this time at WCCC.
然后我们有弟兄提到说，哎呀，腓立比教会呢是从喜乐开始的。
Our brothers mentioned that the church in Philippi started with joy, rejoice.
所以当保罗写信给这些弟兄姊妹的时候，告诉他们说，你们要恢复在主里面的喜乐，这个是他们能够明白的。
When Paul wrote to them and said you have to recover this joy that's in the Lord, then they can understand.
因为这个禁主这一家接受这个就是保罗传福音之后，他们全家信主，非常喜乐，这是一个腓立比教会的开始。
The household of the jailer, they believed in the Lord and they rejoiced, and this is the beginning of the church in Philippi.
结果这次我在看的时候
，So this time when I was reading this,
我要加一件事情。
I want to add one thing.
我觉得腓立比教会是从监狱开始。
I said that the church in Philippi began in the prison.
如果保罗没有被下在监，保罗希拉如果没有被下在监里面
，If Paul and Silas were not in prison,
他不会带出禁足一家喜乐的信主。
It will not bring out the jailer and his household believing in God and rejoicing.
这个保罗他们被监禁就是十字架。
When Paul and Silas were being in prison, this is the cross.
感谢主啊，他是真的有学十字架功课。
We thank the Lord that he indeed learned of the cross.
如果我在里面啊
，If I were to be in prison,
我一定自爱自怜。
I'll be having so much self-pity.
脚上放了木狗。
Oh, there's chains there.
刚刚被打。
I was being bitten.
哇，这个全身受伤还痛。
And so hurt all over.
哎，但是保罗希拉跟我不一样。
Paul and Silas are very different from me.
他们服在主的这个大能的底权柄的底下。
They submit under the power of the Lord.
他们一点都没有自爱自怜的感觉。
They did not have this feeling of self-pity.
他们也没有自义的感觉，因为他们也没做错什么事。
And no self-righteousness, even though they didn't do anything that there was wrong.
他们反而他们的心高举在神的面前。
But their heart was raised up before the Lord.
在那里祷告、唱诗、赞美主。
They were praying and praising the Lord.
所以他们在那里学十字架的功课。
So they were learning the lesson of the cross.
你发现神复活的大能就在那边震动那个监狱。
And the record power of the Lord was there shaking the entire prison.
啊，经过这个事情，你发现就有一个喜乐的教会在地上产生。
Through this, there was a church of joy being born there.
所以我觉得保罗在写信给腓立比弟兄姊妹的时候
，So when Paul wrote to the brothers and sisters in Philippi,
他一直提到他是捆锁当中，捆锁当中，捆锁当中。
That he was in chains, in chains.
我觉得保罗可能想到他那时候在腓立比的经历。
And he was remembering that he was the experience that was in Philippi.
因为腓立比呢，就是在捆锁当中呢被主兴起来的。
Because Philippi, the church that was being raised up in prison.
当弟兄姊妹看到这封信的时候呢
，And brothers and sisters read the letter.
他们知道保罗在说什么。
They knew what Paul was talking about.
他们知道在捆锁呢，捆锁可以捆锁一个人。
The chains can chain a person.
但是不能捆锁 神的作为。
But cannot change the works of God.
他不能捆锁一个人经过十字架复活的大能在这个地上彰显出来。
It cannot change a person through the cross, this resurrected power being manifested out in this world.
并且经过这些能够带进极大的喜乐。
And through this can bring this exceeding joy.
所以其他书信他除了哥罗西最后一句话提到一点点捆锁。
Besides, in all the other books, only Colossians, at the very end, it mentioned about chains.
比如说以弗所啊，这些其他监狱书信都没有提到。
The other books that was written during his time in the prison, they didn't mention this.
我们感谢主，因为保罗再次的下到这个监狱里面。
We thank the Lord that Paul was once in prison.
所以他写腓立比书的时候，他是在监狱里面写的。
When he wrote the book of Philippians, it was in the prison.
一个到处传道的保罗呢，今天受到限制。
He was all over preaching the gospel, and now he's been restrained there, restricted there.
但是他学过十字架功课。
But he learned the lesson of the cross.
所以他在监狱当中，他可以说我靠主大大的喜乐。
That he can still, while in prison, said, I can rejoice in the Lord.
所以他在写腓立比的时候，他把刚才我讲的最前面讲那段十字架道路的那个话。
So when he wrote this book of Philippians, he also wrote that part where we talk about the cross.
也就是，就他不以自己，就主不以他自己与神同等为强夺呢，他一直卑微自己，实在是这样。
That he did not, that the Lord wasn't, do not take himself being equal with the Lord, with God, and he humbled himself and be nailed on the cross.
因为他经过这些学习的时候，他看见这条路。是主走的路。
And through all these exercise, he knew that this is the way the Lord has walked.
并且他经过十字架，他一点都不是消极的。
That through the cross, he wasn't being very passive.
一点都没有灰色。
There was no grayness in there.
他不仅自己可以喜乐。
Not only he can rejoice himself.
还劝腓立比的弟兄姊妹，你们要靠主喜乐。
He also encouraged the brothers and sisters in Philippi to rejoice in the Lord.
并且他在腓立比书第三章，他这样写。
And in Philippians chapter 3,
第九节
verse 9,
我为他已经丢弃万事，看作粪土，为要得着基督。第三章第九节，对，对不起，第八节后面。
For whom I have suffered and the loss of all things, and do not count them but dung, that I may win Christ.
第十到十二节。
Ten and to twelve.
使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus.
所以这个十字架道路给我们弟兄一个往前追求的一个动力。
This way of the cross gave our brother a driving force to move forward.
他曾经经历复活的大能。
He has once experienced the power of the resurrection.
他觉得说他还不够。
He said it's not enough.
他要继续的认识基督复活的大能。
He wants to know more about the power of resurrection.
效法他的死。
And to be conformable to his death.
而并且竭力的追求。
That to strive forward.
向着标杆直跑。
Strive forward unto the goal.
所以我想弟兄姊妹，就是十字架的路呢，一定是积极的。
Brothers and sisters, the way of the cross is a positive.
Positive. 它带领我们呢，一直呢能够往前奔跑。
It leads us to run forward, to race forward.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天一点点的那个负担。
My burden here.
这个路呢是唯一的路，也是正路。
That this is the only way and is the right way.
这是一条充满盼望荣耀的路。
It's full of hope and glory.
弟兄姊妹，愿意我们甘心乐意的把自己放下。
The brothers and sisters will be willingly to lay down ourselves.
基督在我们身上做主掌权。
That Christ reign in our hearts.
我们一同竭力追求往这条路上奔跑。
That we'll run on this path.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们感谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，你的意念高过我们的意念。
That your thoughts are higher than our thoughts.
你的道路高过我们的道路。
Your ways higher than our ways.
主啊，让我们不误解你的道路。
Lord, that we do not misunderstand your way.
在你那个美意里面，在你那个智慧里面，你为我们铺成了这条路。
In your beautiful will and your wisdom, you have laid on this path.
但愿我们帮助我们欢欢喜喜的背起十字架来跟随你。
Help us that we will joyfully will bear our cross to follow you.
祷告是奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 聚会长老最后。